VWA.
KN4VWA, W4DJW. Where are you at?
I have to go to work. I got to go down on Wade Hampton Boulevard across from Denny's, and I'll be there about 30 minutes. And then I've already got my stuff still loaded in the truck, and I'll be right straight on up to you.
Okay, well, I'll be setting up while you're doing that. I got a bunch of pieces of equipment to set up. You know how that works. We might be ready about the same time then.
Okay, well now, let's see, it's going to be 35 minutes down there, probably 40 minutes back up, and I'll be there 30 minutes, so let's see, that's going to be 80, it's going to be 70 minutes, that's going to be about an hour and a half, Dave.
That's okay, that's no problem, I got an early start. And because the wind said 0 miles an hour, so that motivated me to get out there before it kicks up. But we'll see. I'll get out there. I'll get set up. I'll fly. They phone me a few times to get my thumbs loosened up. I'll see if the TBS will hold loiter mode. And about that ought to be enough flying time to allow for you to get all your stuff done and show up there.
Okay, that sounds great, bud. Thank you. Yeah, it's a nice little job I've got coming in, make a little scratch, a little spending money. Pay for some of my habits. Now, let me ask you something. You say it was zero when you left your house?
That's what it said out at the jet port. I guess that's where they get that one from, the one that comes up on Microsoft when you pull up the weather, the default one.
Okay, well, when I looked at my weather station as I was walking out the door to go down there, it said 2 to 3, gusting to about 5 or 6. So, for me, I think that's just about as optimum as I can get, except for dead calm.
Yeah, and that's actually a little bit better than dead calm, because if there's any gnats, it'll blow them away. But it doesn't interfere with flying.
Roger, roger. Okay, good enough. Just as soon as I can get done down there, I will be on my way up to you, okay?
All right, well, be careful. We're ready. It's going to be a beautiful day. Amy asked me how long was I going to stay out here, and I said, till we're done or one of us crashes, whatever happens first.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I'm gonna fly about 10 minutes off of two batteries.
20 minutes or 30 minutes off those two batteries.
More in terms of physiological expectations at this point.
Once you get over the nervousness, once that falls away and you remember what it was like when you were doing it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you won't want to stop.
Oh, man, I hope so. I sure hope so. Well, we'll see. Just as soon as I can get back up there. Something else I was going to ask you. Oh, well, anyhow, the long and short of it, you still need me to do the targeting on the 440, right?
Yeah, if I get to that point before you get there, I'm just going to build a smaller mission that will stay in the general vicinity that just, like, goes out and does a couple of triangles or rectangles or loops, but doesn't really leave. Doesn't go past the end of the runway.
Roger. Okay. All right. Well, fly your fixed wings for a little bit before I get there.
I'm going to do that. I got to put a lighter weight battery with 5 cells in it instead of 4 on the Pusher Delta. On the mid-engine Pusher Delta, it's time to bump it up to the 5-cell pack that's lighter weight, and it'll go a whole lot faster. But I just didn't want that speed, and I needed to break in those new batteries too, so that's why I was using the heavier one with 4 cells. So I've got some 5 cells with me now that are lighter weight, and they will go faster.
Well, there you go. That sounds good. Sounds good. And I got some guy in front of me that doesn't know where he is, and keep slowing down and just about stopping for every street that we come up on.
He doesn't know where he's at. Cut him a break.
Well, I may pull up to beside him and say, hey, can you say GPS? Yeah.
When when I'm in my pickup truck, I don't have a GPS other than my phone, which, you know, it's kind of small compared to a GPS in the car. But he might not have one. So I remember when I was in Paris trying to get out of Paris to go down to Clermont, I was doing the same thing, and people over there were just plain rude. They get on their horn for nothing. I was doing that. So now I have more patience with people that have that same circumstance.
But not only do the French smell bad, but they're just rude. That's just a cultural thing.
They don't smell bad. The 70s. A lot has changed since then.
I sure hope so for their sake. But you know what? If you've got a phone that's less than 5 years old, which is a very, very good probability, then you've got Google Maps, and you can do GPS out of Google Maps. My goodness.
5 years old or more?
No, I don't do Apple.
Well, I can ask Siri when it came out, but I've seen a lot of people who still have iPhone 6s. They didn't go beyond that. And myself, I didn't go beyond that. My wife has, but I haven't.
Well, as long as it's functional and it does what you want it to do with no restrictions, hey, what's the point?
You know, I think about Gary's got iPhone 6 too. We both stopped at the same point.
U.S. situation where he's just more used to that platform and that structure and really doesn't want to, you know, get away from it because he's used to it.
Just drove by Roddy Road talking to you. I'm turning in on Roddy now.
Did you come up 357?
That is the number that is on my map, yes.
All right. Well, I'm just about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles from the stop sign where you turned left on 357. So, I tell you what, I wish I could put this off.
Okay, well, I'm getting out to unlock the gate, so I'll see you in a minute. I'll be the only one here, and the wind is blowing. Those flags are standing out straight. Oh, well. See you in a little bit, W4DJW.
Roger. Yeah, now you see what I mean about your place and up there. We're on a wind slope there. I'll give you a holler or do something when I get started back up that way. 73K and 4VW.
W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4BWA, yes sir.
Hey, did they change the lock, the code?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Well, I just double checked it and did it twice and it's not opening. Do you have a contact?
Yes, I do. Hold on just a second and I'll get you a phone number, okay?
Okay, text it to me or I'll get it wrong. I'm going to go out and try a third time.
You want me to just give it to you right now?
Get here and hit send so I'll have it in my history with my conversation with you. Go ahead. Oh, not that. I thought you were talking about the guy's number. Yeah, that's one I keep trying over and over again. That doesn't work anymore.
Roger. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. Go ahead and give him a call.
Okay. I'll be standing by. W4DJW.
JW. KO4LAO.
W4DJW. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Be doing better if I can get through this gate. Go flying.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. When you guys start the net in the evenings, you always say that in the event of an emergency, this net would be activated. What exactly does that mean?
But when, like, for example, hurricanes come through and there's hail reported or something like that, then you activate the net. There's another repeater that is primary. We're more like a secondary or tertiary or something like that nowadays. But it used to be that this repeater was the primary until that one came up and took primary. But in any event, if it's if there's hailstorms, if there's hurricanes, if there's tornadoes, we'll help to take information that ham radio operators all around the area that are under the umbrella of this repeater, which is a pretty big umbrella, will pass to us, and then that gets passed to the other net that's the primary, and then that gets passed to the National Weather Service so they know what's going on.
So looking at some of the information on races this morning, you know, for the emergency communication stuff, and I was just wondering if, if this was part of that network.
So Aries and Races have both, they go up and down in popularity. So, and sometimes they're dormant for years, and sometimes they're active for years. I'm not sure where they are at the moment, but they're, you can pull that up on the web and find information about it. You can also find information about the repeaters in this area and the primary and who the emergency coordinator is and that kind of stuff, and they can give you a lot more information.
KO4LAO.
All right, Jim, you flying today?
Check out the height of a tree in my backyard. So I'm looking pretty hard there at maybe a branch I could get an antenna wire over.
Well, there you go. Another opportunity to fly. I got to go try this code one more time. See if it's just me or if they changed it. W4DJW.
W4DJW, KN4VWA.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. He said that the code has not been changed, but what he wants you to do is just roll the tumblers down and just rotate them all through about twice and then bring it back to the code that we have, and that should work.
Okay, I'll try that. I did rotate them all down like several times. I put my thumb on all of them and rotate them all down and just spun, and then kept going down until I came up to the numbers. So, but what you're saying to do is instead of that, rotate them all down and then come up to the numbers instead of going down to the numbers.
Roger. Now, what he was referring to as down may be up to us, so try it both directions.
Okay, Doug, I'll try it again, W4DJW.
All right, hit me back, and in the meantime, I'll be sure to text you his phone number.
Okay, when I get done. If I get it open or if I don't.
Roger. Thanks, Dave.
KW4DJW.
Go ahead there, guy. Did you get it?
I got it. Figured out how it works. You got to rock the tumblers until you feel it at the top. Let it go. Let it turn a little bit. And you got to take the pressure off of the chain so the chain can't be putting any pressure on the lock part, the locking mechanism. And then you've got to you got to play with each tumbler until you feel it let go. And most of them are at the top of the letter, not in the middle of the letter. So it's closer to the top of the letter being aligned with the center rather than the middle of the letter being aligned with the center. Anyway, I got in. I'm in now.
That's great, Dave. All right, I'll be up there as soon as I can. 73 KN4 VWA, clear.
Talk to you a little while. W4DJW, clear.